This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners, day in and day out, morning, evening, night. I wish you'd write me. You might be living right around the corner from a station that's on the air. Your friends may be in a city where the Old Trailblazer is coming on. Write me, and I'll send you that information. And then I asked you to pray for me. The Old Trailblazer, I need your prayers. We're going on day by day as God gives us a grace, as the Lord provides the money, and the grace and the knowledge and the know-how. And it takes a lot to put these broadcasts on, my friend. We have to have help from people that know how to run a computer and people that know how to do all those things. And the Lord has given us that. And I praise the Lord for it. And right now I want to play you one of our choir songs. I haven't done that lately. Then I'll tell you how you might receive them. Our radio choir that was in place before the storm. So let me just listen up while we play this one. Face to Face. Are you looking forward to that day, my friend, when we shall see the Lord face to face? I tell my folks here, the Bible says that our names are written, engraved in the palm of His hand. And I have folks make fun of that. They say, I said, no, the Lord knows how to do those things. And one day, and I don't believe it's going to be long, that I'll stand there and I'll ask the Lord, let me see your hands. Like He told old Thomas, He said, look here in my hand, see the scars. Look here in my side. He pulled his coat back and He said, look here where that Roman soldier's spear pierced my side. Look there. Are you looking forward to that, my friend? This gracious song, Face to Face. We have 9 full-length CDs here of our choir that was in place before the storm. and it's all old blood songs, just old blood songs. And we're $5 a piece. And I made you this offer. If you have a loved one on the bed of affliction, been there a long time, maybe going to be there a long time, write me and I'll send you one, a free and postpaid as a gift that they might hear in on their sick bed. Old blood song. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. And there's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. And sinners plunge beneath that blood, lose all their guilty stain. That's what the old trailblazer did. I was plunged beneath that blood. Let's get back to our study. The time gets away so quickly. We're looking at the study of Rahab the harlot. We saw there that she was at his disposal. She was hemmed up in that city, couldn't get out. Nothing, no way. That's just like a sinner, hemmed up, can't get away. The only thing she could do was to believe. Believe by faith. By faith she perished not. By faith she died not. By faith she didn't go down with the rest of them. By faith she was saved, rescued. Now, you say, well, we get ahead of our story, don't we? But let's see how she was rescued. How that she was saved. God said, now you march around that city 7 times on the last day, Joshua. And when you get around the 7th time, don't you open your mouth, folks, until I give you the word. When they did, and the bugles blew, and they shouted, and the walls fell down, and the walls went down. Now, that was one of the most peculiar things. Let me tell you what faith did. Faith still trusted. Faith still believed. Faith still rested there. Do you know it takes grace to believe? Oh, my friend, listen. Those spies told her, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll save you. We'll save you. That's all she wanted. She wanted was their word. You have God's word, my friend. You have God's word. It won't lie. It doesn't change. It never has changed. And God gave me this commission to bring you his word. She believed them. And listen, we'll save your family. You have them in here with you when we come. We'll do that. But you've got to be in this house. They've got to be in this house with you. Now, you go get them. Now, you watch for us. You know that that's the funniest thing. It just gets funnier if you want to think about it from that angle. That woman sitting on the top of that wall, just sitting up there waiting. And for 6 days, that bunch, that crowd, marched around, marched around, marched around, never said a word. I imagine it was a curious sight, don't you? Wouldn't you like to have been there? Wouldn't you like to have seen that scene? Oh, my friend, they just marched around, went on back to the camp. Next day, they went there, marched around, went on back to the camp. Next day, same thing. And that poor woman just sitting there, maybe by her window, looking. By faith, by faith. But something had taken place. She had asked for a token, and that was the realm of faith. Asked for a token. It's in the realm of faith to ask for assurance. Did you know that? There's nothing wrong with asking for assurance. Now, I tell you this, it's in the realm of faith in God's providence to ask for assurance. It is. Well, Lord, you told me you'd save me. The struggle, the battle is all going on. Now it's been a long time. Lord, I've struggled. I went back. I've gone forward. I fell. But listen, this morning, listen, you wake up with no assurance. Oh, listen. Then he turns you to the searching of the word. Searching of the word. He does. He turns you to searching of the word, laying hold to the promises. I tell you this, oftentimes, we have a book here by Mr. Lockyer, Herbert Lockyer, on all the promises of God's word. I forget now how many they are in God's word, but every promise, conditional promises, unconditional promises, and it's about $14 postpaid. And I believe if I was you, if I didn't have it, I'd go get it. I'd call here and get it. You call me here and I'll send it to you. And, but she, that's all she had. That's all she had. And she believed, and you, listen, that poor woman had just two, a promise and a token. All she had a promise that they would not forsake her, that they would not destroy her, that they would not let her be destroyed, and that they would save her bodily after God had saved her spiritually. They would rescue her bodily. Now, I think this is a great study, my friend. I don't think you can get enough of it. And they said, all right, now you put down this window. You put down your window. Lay down the window a scarlet rope. I believe they gave her that rope. That's the rope that she had let the spies down when they came. You fasten that rope in your window, let it hang on the outside, and I believe that 6 days of the greatest time that woman ever had. She sat there with that scarlet rope hung down out of her window. All that crowd saw that rope as they went by. No doubt they were talking about it. Wonder what that rope's there for. Ah, Rahab the harlot lives up there in that house upon the wall. See that crowd in her own house? They're on top of the wall. You see that rope hanging down with that scarlet thread in it? That's Rahab the harlot. Now you wait. You wait just a minute and see what Joshua is going to do. Let's wait and see what Joshua is going to do. And she believed, and look at that rope. You believe and look at that rope. And I want to tell you, my friend, you and I look at God's promise. Here it is. I wish you believed it. Do you believe it, my brother? Oh, my friend, I could call many of your name. You folks out there, would you believe God's word? Isn't it marvelous just to sit down and believe God's word? Just believe it. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? What did the old Philippian jailer say? Sir, what must I do to be saved? He was honest. He was facing death. And the Apostle Paul and others said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You know, folks call us and write us and criticize us, say we're old hellfire and damnation. Doom and gloom preachers, that's what they are, old doom and gloom preachers. No, no, we bring you the grace of God. But my friend, listen, you must believe. Just believe. I asked you out there at this time, do you believe God's word? Old trucker out there on Highway 75, do you believe this? Do you believe God's word? You just believe it? That doesn't, listen. Wherever, whatever time it is, do you believe God's word? Oh, my friend, I tell you, you must believe. You must come to Christ. I know you can't believe except by grace, but the Lord gives you the grace. The Lord gives you the grace. When Queen Esther went in to see the king, she had to believe that he would hold out that scepter of grace to her. She went in there trembling. Oh, it's a trembling thing, my friend, because you know the Lord could send you to hell without warning. Are you honest with the Lord? Have you ever gotten honest with the Lord? Oh, my friend, you must get honest. Come to the Lord day and night, begging him for mercy. Oh, I won't beg nobody. Well, you'll never be saved. You're just a beggar. We just become a beggar on the dunghill, my friend. But the old trailblazer is going to be true to your soul. As my dad used to say, if it takes the hide off. And if we told him a lie, he'd take the hide off. But I'm going to tell you the truth. The Lord loves sinners. We don't preach doom and gloom, no, sir. We hold out the scepter of grace every day that rolls around. This broadcast comes on the air, we're holding out the scepter of grace. I don't care. I don't care what a sinner you are. Oh, I believe the Lord looks up on you through the blood. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. Remember, I'm here every day, Monday through Friday. And remember my mailing address. Would you do that and help me? It's Radio Missions or the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. But my website, radiomissions.org. That's all little letters, radiomissions.org. Look there and then get in touch with us, if you will. Goodbye and God bless you.